You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi, and welcome to another video from moneyhalakha.com. You can get this video and all the previous videos, as well as join our email newsletter and video WhatsApp group. So the videos are directly sent to your phone. You can get that by visiting our website at moneyhalakha.com and clicking on the green WhatsApp join button. Today we're going to be discussing the custom of Kimcha de Pischa, also known as Maos Chitim, which is customary for the residents to distribute money to the local poor and needy before the days of Pesach. Literally, Kimchat Pescha is translated as the kemach, the flour for Pesach, which is for the matzahs that people would bake. The original custom is sourced in the Talmud Yerushalmi and is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tav Chaf Tes, regarding what it used to be. Is there used to be a tax on the city residents given by the city that each person, according to their means, would have to donate flour so that the poor people would have enough matzahs to last them for the whole Yom Tov of Pesach. Nowadays, where we no longer have the ability to tax residents of the city, it has become just a minhag to continue and take care of the needy of the cities. Also, originally the minhag was to give wheat, and they would go take that wheat and make it into flour and bake matzahs. Then the minhag became just giving the flour itself, where they would make matzahs. The post can bring that nowadays, since most people don't even bake their own matzahs in their own homes, so the minhag is to actually give ready-made matzahs or give money to them so that they can go out and buy them. Poskim do bring that the minimum is to give them the matzahs to cover their Yom Tov, for the whole Yom Tov. However, Mehuder, the best thing to do is actually help them cover all their expenses for Pesach. As we all know, there are many more expenses on Pesach of just the matzahs as well. Now, again, like we're speaking and saying that it used to be a forced tax, but nowadays, since it has become a customary and it's not an obligation, so therefore a person would also be able to use their miser money to give towards this Kimchat Pischa Maos Chitim, because like we discussed earlier on Purim, by Matanis Levionim, that's an obligation. We said for the core obligation, you can't use your miser money. But if it's something that's not an obligation, you would be able to. So over here, like we're saying, since it's become a minhag and it's no longer an obligation, then a person is allowed to use their miser money. Now, the person should give it to their local needy to take care of their own community first, as dictated by the regular precedence of tzedakah, in the kedimos of who gets first, a person to give to take care of himself, then to his close family, and then so on, and to his local city before he goes to other cities. So in this case also as well, a person should try and distribute to his local needy before going out to other cities as well. They do say that if a person is going to be traveling for Pesach, they should distribute their Maos Chitim or Kimchat Pischa funds before they travel as well. The poskim do say that it is a good idea that the money should be distributed in advance of Pesach, and I personally know from other people that I've spoken to is that they say that when they get the money 10 minutes before Yom Tov or a day before Yom Tov, there's not so much they can do with that money. They need the money a few days in advance, a week, 2 weeks in advance, so they could properly go out and spend the money and properly prepare for Yom Tov. The Chafetz Chaim does bring over here that in regards why on Pesach we specifically made this collection more than other Yomim Tovim, and he says over here is that it could be that by Pesach more than other regalim is because it's a time of freedom and we sit lying down, each person and his family, with lots of simcha. It's not the covet of Hashem that the poor people should be starving and thirsty, and therefore we give them the flour for the whole amount of Pesach, that they could have freedom of their mind, that they can enjoy the whole Pesach and speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim b'simcha. There is a well-known Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov, he brings over here after he discusses giving sweets and seeds, nuts for the kids. The women should buy attractive clothing and jewelry according to their needs. The men should eat meat and drink wine, for there's no happiness without partaking of meat and wine. He brings after that, he says that a person who eats and drinks in celebration of the holiday, he is obligated to feed the converts, orphans, widows, and others who are destitute and poor. In contrast, a person who locks the gate of his courtyard and eats and drinks with his children and his wife without feeding the poor and the embittered is not rejoicing associated with a mitzvah, rather he is rejoicing with his stomach. So therefore, it is incumbent upon us to try and fulfill this mitzvah properly and the best way, and we should all have a wonderful Chag Kashav Sameach. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful Pesach.